good day, everybody. Time again for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, cattle futures posted strong gains today with the focus on follow-through buyer support, which redeveloped as traders pushed contracts off contract lows set through the middle of last week. And corn prices were mixed in light trade. The December corn futures about half a cent lower per bushel. Stock markets were lower in light trade with the Dow Jones 38 points lower. NASDAQ is down 5 points. Active buying quickly redeveloped early in the week as commercial support stepped into the market. Nearby live cattle futures have held triple-digit gains through most of the day, with the support sparking follow-through interest and helping to pull prices well off of contract lows set last week. The ability to build on this market momentum through the next week will help to sustain additional interest in the market, although there still remains a lot of uncertainty surrounding long-term support in the cattle complex, as prices under $100 do not bring about a lot of market confidence. And strong triple-digit gains seen this morning across feeder cattle futures, with traders looking for follow-through support as firmness in live cattle futures continued to build on support seen Friday. Even though contracts remain near the bottom of the trading range, the ability to quickly push off of contract lows over the past two trading sessions sparked widespread interest, not only in nearby contract months, but through the entire complex. And grain futures were higher today after corn, soybeans, and wheat all overcame lower open Sunday night to quickly post gains. Corn prices posted modest gains today, keeping December futures to an inside day higher that tried to confirm the move above the top of their trading channel since Labor Day. Soybeans were higher, taking November futures to a test of its 50-day moving average. A red-hot vegetable oil market again drove gains on the heels of a big rally in Asia. Wheat prices were a little stronger today following the rest of the market higher. While winter wheat contracts were held to an inside day, Minneapolis tried to reverse higher following a bearish reversal lower on Friday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.